It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now, from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, our top story this half hour. Counselors are on hand to help students and staff members at a high school in the southwest suburbs. This is following news of a shooting that left a teenage boy dead. Police say an adult was also killed in the shooting. This story is new at 3. WBBM's Andy Dane brings us the latest.
Police in Summit responded to reports of shots fired late Friday night near 73rd and Hanover, but they found a 16-year-old boy with gunshot wounds. A 34-year-old man sitting in a nearby vehicle had also been shot. Both were taken to hospitals where the man died that evening. The teen, identified as Jaden Bahena, was pronounced dead Saturday. He was a student at Argo Community High School, which has released a statement that says the 11th grader was, quote, an unnecessary victim of violence caught in the wrong place at the wrong time. School will also have social workers and counselors on hand this week. A GoFundMe page has already raised more than $11,000. Summit police say no arrests have been made. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
We're working to get more information about a crash this morning in I-57 that sent an Illinois state trooper to the hospital. The trooper was responding to a crash involving another trooper when the crash happened in the northbound lanes near 107th. It happened around 10:30 this morning. Not clear if the crash is being investigated as a Scott's Law violation. The trooper, though, is in good condition, but the investigation has backed up traffic in the area for hours. WBBM's Brian Peck will give us an update on your commute coming up at 3:08. Chicago firefighter and two other people injured during a response to a large fire in Humboldt Park. CBS News Chicago reporter Mugo Adigwe says crews were called to the fire near Chicago and Hamlin around 6 last night.
Fire crews soon arrived to put it out, but it was during that attempt that witnesses say the firefighter who was near the roof fell several feet to the ground when the floor under him gave in. Right now, it's not clear what caused the fire.
The Salvation Army was able to help people who were left without a place to stay. A 30-day trial run is now underway in Chicago for the first 30 days of the Smart Streets pilot ordinance. Drivers caught by license plate reading cameras mounted to 8 city cars will receive mailed warning notices for parking infractions. City Controller Chase Reiwinkle says the cameras will help the city catch drivers stopped in bus and bike lanes who often move on quickly.
Those people are temporarily blocking there. And in order to enforce that in a administrative hearing level, you need photos to be able to show that happening. That's been very challenging to enforce.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Starting December 5th, drivers will receive a warning notice for the first offense, followed by fines for additional violations.
Election Central on WBBM.
Well, people who want to cast ballots before the traditional election day are lining up at precincts across the area today, as they did all weekend. And election clerks believe more than 70% of all early votes in this election will be cast today. WBBM's Brandon Eisen has been talking to early voters at the Near North Library Branch at Division in Orleans. He's live on the newsline with what he's found. Brandon, still long lines today?
Wind gusts, periods of rain, voters in line at some of these polling places telling us that they have been waiting for more than 2 hours to cast their ballot. But digging beyond the obvious frustration, many do see these long lines to vote as a good thing.
Excited that people are voting, confident.
Honestly, I think it's exciting that a lot of people are coming out to vote, that people are exercising their right to vote.
Precisely the same way. I'm delighted that people are voting.
Speaking to many people across several early voting sites, that response is the most common. Some people completely caught off guard by the long lines, while others came prepared with comfortable clothing, an umbrella, even packing a lunch along with their patients. The majority willing to stick it out to cast their vote, but some have had to take off either because of the rain or simply needing to get back to their jobs this afternoon. Some of the work-from-home peeps telling us that they had snuck away to vote while technically still on the clock. The Chicago Board of Elections reminding voters that the ballot itself is taking on average anywhere between 10 to 15 minutes to complete, and that early voting sites nearest to public transit tend to be the busiest. Chicagoans can vote at any early voting site regardless of where they live in the city. Live on the Newsline, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Brandon, thanks so much. Meantime, Max Bever from the Chicago Board of Elections says people who are not yet registered to vote or need to make corrections to their registration still have time.
If you still need to get registered or you recently moved and you need to update your address, you can do so too, either at your precinct polling place or any vote center or early voting site. Bring two forms of ID, one with your current address on them, and they'll help update your registration on site.
After the polls close tomorrow night, come back to WBBM right here, News Radio, for comprehensive local and national coverage of the races that matter to you, including live reports from across the area and analysis from political editor Craig Delamore and political analyst Mike Flannery. It all starts at 7 p.m. right here tomorrow night on WBBM. Advocates for victims of crimes in Illinois are marking the 10th anniversary of a law that started as a movement in California and has helped countless families here.
Marcy's Law was named after a California murder victim and passed there, but Jennifer Bishop Jenkins spearheaded its passage in Illinois after her brother, sister-in-law, and the sister's unborn child were murdered in Winnetka in 2014. She says it was a campaign to change the state's constitution.
It is stronger and enforceable language for victims of violent crime.
Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart says it mandates that crime victims and their families be kept informed about the case and any changes or court dates.
I'm just so proud to know Jennifer and to become Jennifer's friend and to work with her as state's attorney to make sure that every victim is heard, that every survivor has an opportunity to know what is going on in court and to have their voice heard in all proceedings.
Reinhart says it's been a game changer for a decade and there's still work to do. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, good afternoon. 670 The Score's Chris Emma.
Lisa, good afternoon. A bad day for the Bears nearly got a lot worse in the final seconds of a 29-9 loss to the Cardinals. Rookie quarterback Caleb Williams limped off the field at State Farm Stadium after taking multiple hits. It was an avoidable risk, as Josh List reports.
Caleb Williams' ankle is all right.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yep.
But should the Bears quarterback have been in a game in Arizona down 20 points with only seconds to play?
It's not my decision. You fight to the end of the game if you're in the game. If not, coach makes a decision like that. You have to deal with it, and not my decision.
Williams limps off and is expected to have his lower leg checked out again today.
I landed wrong. Kind of tweaked it, and then the last play, the dude grabbed my ankle and gator rolled and tried to get off of it, because when you stay on it, that's when bad stuff starts to happen and breaks and all of that. So tried to just let my body go so I could fall and roll with them.
Williams manages only 217 yards passing, no touchdowns, sacked six times in a humbling road loss to the Cardinals. No Bears drive lasted longer than 35 yards. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Bears fell to 4-4 on the season. The Week 9 slate wraps up tonight as the Chiefs host the Bucks in Kansas City. Catch that broadcast on AM 780. News Around the Clock continues on FM 105.9. In basketball, the Bulls host the Jazz tonight at the UC. Tip-off is set for 7:30. You can catch that broadcast on 670 The Score. With sports at 16 and 46, I'm Chris Emma of 670 The Score for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, here in Illinois, Attorney General Kwame Raoul says his office is taking steps to make sure voters' rights are protected at the polls.
The Attorney General is assigning more than 200 teams of assistant attorneys general and investigators from his office to monitor the general election at polling places throughout Illinois on Election Day. Raoul reminds voters that they have a right to vote if they are in line when the polls close at 7 p.m., and that if a voter makes a mistake or spoils a paper ballot and has not yet cast his or her vote, a voter has a right to receive a replacement ballot. He also urges voters to call his office if they suspect improper or illegal activity. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
77 new citizens from 31 countries were sworn in as citizens. And Wheaton, Veronica Almazan, an immigrant from Mexico, says her first act as a U.S. citizen will be to vote so that her son can have a brighter future.
For today, I'm going to vote for him and my daughter. Yeah, in the future, maybe they can vote for their family.
Senator Dick Durbin was there at the naturalization ceremony. He pointed out that for him, the democratic process is personal. He says his mother became a naturalized citizen of the U.S. and his son is a U.S. senator. The Durbin says he believes that we are a better nation because of immigrants. Well, the presidential campaign's final day is seeing the major party candidates focused squarely on the handful of so-called battlegrounds expected to be keys to victory. On the Republican side, former President Trump expected to wind up his day in West Michigan after appearances in Pennsylvania and his first rally of the day in Raleigh, North Carolina.
This is really the end of a journey, but a new one will be starting, and that's the one we've wanted to partake in, which is basically to make America great again. And now we'll have a chance to do it after today. Hopefully everything will work out well. We're way leading.
And his Democratic challenger, Vice President Kamala Harris, spending most of her day in Pennsylvania, which electoral experts say is critical to her campaign. In Scranton today, she encouraged supporters to help others get out the vote.
The way I've always been thinking about our campaign in these next 24 hours is as we are getting out the vote, as we are canvassing, let's be intentional about building community.
Well, there's been a whole lot of interest in voting before tomorrow's traditional election day. But if you or someone you know are waiting, there are some things to keep in mind.
On election day, Chicago voters can cast their ballots at either their assigned precinct polling place or at any of the 51 vote centers in the city, which will be open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. And Chicago Board of Elections spokesman Max Bever says some people might actually find shorter lines than those during early voting.
Since 2020, people have been early voting and voting by mail more, which means that less people have been showing up on election day.
But given the importance and attention surrounding this election, plus the long early voting lines some people experience, Bever adds it's possible election day turnout could be heavier.
This is the presidential election where generally 70% of the city's registered voters show up. That's over 1.1 million registered voters.
And for anyone voting, before you even think about taking a selfie with your ballot, Bever cautions,
you're not allowed to take that ballot selfie or a photo of your ballot. It is a felony.
He says, instead, use your I voted sticker for your selfie. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And after the polls close tomorrow night, come back right here to WBBM News Radio for comprehensive local and national coverage of the races that matter to you, including live reports from across the area and analysis from political editor Craig Delamore and political analyst Mike Flannery. It all starts at 7 p.m. right here on WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.